Mandy, give us your spooky intro for the night.
Welcome to Godzilla 1985 After Dark.
Why did she go into an 80s rock?
I like putting Mandy on the spot. All right, Mandy, take two. Do it again. Do it spooky.
I don't have a spooky voice. Unless it's my really shrill voice, but that's
annoying. Don't do that. Yeah, I know. Jesse, you do it.
Why?
From the heart of Broadway, I'm Jesse Kimball, bringing you Godzilla.
Just go with that.
1985.
That's funny as shit.
After Dark.
Spot on impersonation of
me. I'm not even going to talk. I'm just going to let this go as long as it can go.
Are we actually recording?
Oh, we've been recording.
I think it's like an 8.5 out of 10.
What is? What is an 8.5 out of 10? You don't even know, do you? You don't. You have no clue.
It's good.
What's good?
My intro.
Was it?
Raise of hands. 8.5 out of 10. Fuck you all.
I'm drawing.
Yeah, Lindsay wins anyways because she's drawing me happy.
What did she win? What was the game we were playing?
So adamant on ruining this right now.
Ruining what? What are you talking about?
Why did I hurt you? Why are you hateful right now?
We're not even doing
a
podcast.
Do you want me to be like Shannon from the Heart of Broadway? I'm your host, Shannon.
What has happened?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Are you high right now?
I wish. I probably wouldn't be this way.
What way?
This way. No, this that's the first one she said that made sense.
Lindsay, you want to try to crack this nut?
No, I'm good, thanks. I'm not sure I can stop laughing yet.
Welcome to the show.
You did this.
It's Are You Afraid of Godzilla 1985 After Dark? It's our special Halloween month.
They probably are now.
Yeah, I am.
Good. That's why we're here.
Oh, no, actually, I figured it out. Mandy's still just freaked out about... The Rizzle?
The Rizzle. Yeah.
Yeah. Mandy's still freaked out about the Rizzle. That's what's happening.
So here's your cast for tonight. It's the same as last week. Shannon Young, your host.
It's not the same as last week.
Well, minus one.
There you go.
Minus one. Jesse Kimball down at the end of the table.
That's me.
Lindsay Wolfgang to my right, drawing of X-Seed.
Yes.
Yes.
Also known as a cat.
Happy.
His name is Happy.
Happy the cat? Yes. Is it Happy the cat?
No.
Ask Mandy. Happy. I've never watched Fairy Tale.
His name
tale.
Is just Happy.
I'm not asking Mandy anything from this point on.
Yeah,
she's clearly hysterical. No, you suffer. So she's also writing her own name down.
I don't know what to draw. I'm not as good as Lindsay.
Most people aren't. She had a lot of training.
She did. She's a professional.
That's why I'm in debt.
I'm in debt too, and I just film wrestling and don't get paid for it.
But you do get paid for
no,
it.
No, I don't. Didn't get paid last show.
Did you leave early?
No, not really.
Well, then you need to message Jason, because Allie got a bonus. She got paid twice. Oh, maybe
that's why.
I'm kidding.
What? Yeah, I know that's your pay. I didn't get it. I'm sorry. I didn't think about it until the other day, honestly.
That's because Justin didn't give you the money. He probably bought you food or a romantic getaway.
No.
He rented Hereditary for you.
No. So he didn't split it. He just gave it all to fucking Allie.
He didn't give it all to Allie. That was a joke. Oh, my God. You.
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 But Allie got paid?
I don't know. How would you know? You're just trying to stir trouble.
No, girls talk.
I was making a pun because you kept saying you, and I said gee-o.
Oh. Okay. That is not at all what she said. Jesse's confirming.
Jesse didn't do anything.
The same person who didn't laugh at my Carmen Sandiego joke, and I was very upset over it.
Why would you do that, Jesse?
Wait, who didn't laugh at a Carmen Sandiego joke?
Shannon.
I was about to say.
What was it?
So we went to Target last weekend, and they had the Carmen Sandiego pop figure.
Ooh.
And I picked her up and walked over to Shannon and said, look, I found her. And he just stared at me.
And I'm the one that's terrible.
You're soulless. Ruining my Halloween immersion.
Soulless.
Yes, I am.
One of my favorite
like a monster.
Pictures from ICC is where Carmen and Boba Fett are drinking tea and then...
That's wrong.
You down
it's
with ICC?
Waldo and Carmen drinking, and then Boba Fett's in the doorway, and they go, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
They finally been found.
I get that. I get that joke, because he's a bounty hunter.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got it. Is it funnier than that we've explained it? Anyway?
Is there a bounty on Waldo?
Well, I mean, like, everybody's looking for that motherfucker.
Waldo?
What crime did he commit? Okay, no, I know what crime he committed.
Fashion crime?
That boy is a baby rapist.
Probably.
Look at him. Look at that little hat he wears, the little striped shirt.
Even on the beach, he's got that hat.
Who's wearing that on the beach? Who's wearing a sweater on the beach? I'll tell you what that boy does. He's hanging out with the lead singer of Lost Prophets, and they're touching little boys together online.
I always forget about that in Lost Prophets, and you always remind me.
And it makes you sad because you're thinking of the last train home
now. I literally was. Yeah. The
whole exactly.
It's a good that's the song. Only song anybody knows.
And you didn't know that he was taking the last train home to get on the rooftop to molest boys.
I know Rooftops is a song.
Yes. Now those are the only two Lost Prophets songs I know.
Yes.
I mean, those are the only two that got popular. I listened to a lot of that album because of my little brother.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Quick review for those of you that are listening. The new
Coheed and Cambria album.
Take two. The new Coheed and Cambria album, Unheavenly Creatures, Act One, Vaxis, came out last Friday. And we've been listening to it. And it's really, really good.
Yes.
Now, the 21 Pilots album came out the same day, and Allie has been listening to that. I can't review that one because I've only heard one song that keeps playing in her car whenever I get in it. It says East is Up. Oh, hey, it's Calvin. Hey, Calvin.
I don't know. I like them. Calvin.
Did not hear the door at all.
I haven't listened to their new album just because the two songs they released, Jumpsuit and another one, didn't really hit me like their other songs, so yeah. I just wasn't excited for the album.
Coheed,
though, because the Dark Sentencer, I was like, fucking yes.
Yeah, the
Dark Sentencer is great.
Fucking yes.
Three singles that they released early with the videos, Dark Sentencer, Sentencer, Unheavenly Creatures, The Gutter, and Old Flames.
Yep.
All incredible. Best songs of the album by far, but it's a good album altogether. Yeah, really enjoyed it.
There was one other one, Lucky Stars, that I'm liking quite a bit.
I also like, I can't think of the name. Toys is pretty good. I really don't like the is it Dark Queen or Black Sunday's okay. And there's one that's called like Dark Queen and it's okay. There's like two or three that are all right, but overall the album's really good.
Yeah, I need to listen to it more. I've only listened through it twice now total.
My problem with it is that they put all the songs that I know right next to each other. Yeah. So when the album starts out,
it hits you with the prologue, Dark Sentencer, and then Unheavenly Creatures.
Immediately. And then at the end of the album, they hit you with Old Flames and The Gutter.
Yeah.
So there's a huge midsection of songs I don't know. So when I listen to it, I'm just like, skip to The Gutter.
Because I want
to
say the Lucky Star is the second to last song.
No, it's the last song.
It is the last. Yeah, that's right. Because then it goes to the prologue. Old Flames is
the second to last song, yeah.
And that one was one that I was just listening to it. Because, again, I've only listened to it twice actually listening. I've had it going in the background a lot.
Right.
But, yeah, the first time I caught it was while I was listening to it in the background. I was just like, because it got to the guitar solo.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started paying a lot more attention to that song. Because I was really just waiting for the album to loop back around for Dark Sentencer.
Yeah, especially when the prologue goes into Dark Sentencer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So good.
I had a problem getting erections right after I started taking my blood pressure and depression pills,
but
right?
That music did it for
but
you?
But that music took care of it.
Coheed cured his ED.
Yes.
I've got a bat in my pants right now just thinking about it.
The album really is fantastic. I'm really excited about the concert.
Yeah, I really want to go to that concert, but I don't know.
I can't do concerts. They're too loud.
I've only done one concert my entire life, and it wasn't great.
So you definitely need to do this
You should go
because
see
it's
them.
Coheed.
They're amazing.
All right, Lindsay, you're going to Coheed concert.
Okay.
Coheed is awesome live.
I wish I could go.
Well, go then.
I can't.
Why can't you?
Isn't it like on a Wednesday?
Yeah.
I have my child.
Bring him. He needs to learn about Coheed and Cambria sometime. He's going to have to, fuck World War I, fuck World War II. He needs to learn about the Amory Wars.
That's right.
Amory Wars. How do you pronounce it?
I think it's Amory.
Amory. That's
the only. He didn't have school the next day.
Skip it.
If I was solely somewhere, in charge, like
Hunter's listening to this and is angry right now thinking
if
about
if I was solely in charge of my child, I would, but then I know it would spark a giant argument probably. So
we'll tell them to just spark up a giant blunt and calm down.
What's it with you and getting high today?
I'm 420 friendly, so applaud me.
Are you?
A skateboard.
I was about to say, what happened to Straight Edge?
Right off the edge.
I don't know if
the motherfucker of the week this week. It's a special Halloween one.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It's not me. Yeah.
It's not you. It could be. I can change it really, really fast.
I can't be too excited.
Is that Halloween themed?
No.
His name's Michael. Isn't it Michael?
Yeah.
Michael Myers. It's kind of related.
Where's Michael Myers from? Which movie is he from?
Oh, no. Mandy.
Halloween's?
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Look at that.
Yeah.
The same.
You know what? In honor of Mandy, Michael Myers is the motherfucker of the week. It's topical, too, because he's got a new movie coming out.
It's out.
It's not out yet, is it?
I thought so.
Let me look that up. I don't think so. Mandy, who
I thought it started today.
Let's do some horror trivia with Mandy real quick. Mandy, who was the villain in the first Friday the 13th movie?
Freddy Krueger?
This is a trick question. Not even close.
Oh.
Wrong.
Well, that went poorly.
Yeah, it did. So here's basically Shannon was hoping because Freddy the 13th, that's the Jason Voorhees.
Did you just
franchise.
Say Freddy the 13th?
Yes, I did. Friday the 13th is the Jason Voorhees one. He's the hockey mask guy.
Oh, okay.
With the big machete. Yeah, and in the first movie though, he wasn't the villain.
No, he
it was
not.
His mom.
It was his mother. Oh. Mrs. Voorhees.
I would have been right.
Yes, yep. You would have.
Freddy Krueger is Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that sounds
he's the
right.
Nightmare guy.
That sounds right.
Yes. Yes.
This has been horror moments with
and I am horrified that she did not know that. How do you know?
Can I phone a friend next time?
Yes.
Okay.
You can. The killer Leatherface from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre was based on what real life serial killer?
Ring boyfriend. What? Ed Gein.
He's technically right. I think it's Ed Gein.
Ed Gein.
Whatever, yeah. But he is right.
He's still right.
You got a good friend over there. He might be able to save your ass yet.
Can we win $1 million?
No.
We don't have $1 million.
This is bullshit. What did I win for that one?
Oh, I was going to say my respect, but, you know, Justin got my respect, so.
But I phoned a friend and I knew who to phone, the right friend. So I have those wits.
Who else were you going to phone?
Jesse. If he wasn't here.
Yeah. Jesse would have. Yeah.
Because I can't phone you.
I mean, you
could. And I wouldn't have known the answer.
I kind of expected you to ask me, and I was going to be like, that's not how it works. Okay, last one. You got to get this one right. We can't move on. What's the name of the four ghosts in Pac-Man?
I know this one.
I knew this at one time.
Very.
Can I Google it?
No.
Can I ask the internet? It's like asking the audience.
No, it's not.
That all works at all.
Doing Pinky? That,
yeah. Pinky is one of them.
Yep.
Blinky?
Yes.
Yep.
Bop it and pull it. I don't know anymore.
Bop no. It and pull it. One more rhymes.
Inky.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yep. And then the last one. This one's hard.
What color is this last one?
Orange. I think it was the yellow one, wasn't it?
The orange one.
Orange. Okay. Is there a yellow one?
No.
I don't think
it's
so.
It's blue, red, pink, and orange.
Orange. Okay. Huh.
What's it start with?
C.
Krabby?
Nope.
Krabby the ghost.
Carpet?
And especially if you're going Krabby like
how
Pokemon.
How many letters is it?
Five?
Five?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Cranky?
Right. Nope.
Cranky the ghost.
It's also six
Crumb?
Letters.
Crumbs?
Crumbs.
You are thinking way too
Crumbs
hard.
The ghost.
No, it's crumbs like peanut crumbs.
Like peanut butter crumbs.
Yeah.
That's right.
What's the
how
second
you,
letter?
How do you get crumbs L. from peanut butter?
Clues? Also, that's not five letters.
Do what?
Crumbs is not five
no,
letters.
No, neither was Cranky.
Shut the fuck up. I'm going to phone Lindsay.
No, you can't phone Lindsay. Phone Justin again. We're not going on with the show. Clem? There's so many people at home right now yelling at their radio.
If you know Jesse trivia, it's my grandpa's name.
Well, now we also know that she doesn't know Jesse.
I don't know why she would have known my grandpa's name, especially this is the dead one.
For C-L?
It's C-L. Yeah, yeah, that's the first two letters.
Yeah, I gave her the L, too.
Cool.
Gotcha. No, don't say the word. It's not that. That's a sex term.
Clinky?
Clink.
I told you it doesn't rhyme.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Inky, blinky, pinky, and clinky.
And I didn't think about it. I didn't backtrack. It's six letters?
Five.
Five letters?
You just keep saying six-letter words.
Hangman, we're playing Hangman, shit. Yeah. That's how he died.
Clark?
Nope.
Clark the ghost? Although, to be fair, you're on the right track. It is just a name.
It's just yeah. a normal
it's
name.
It's a name.
Yeah. Just a normal name.
It's the one that throws you off.
Yep. Like it's like no. I said, this is the that's the
I
trick one.
It is a male name.
It's not Claire, yep. then.
It's not who?
Claire. I said it's not, so don't give me that look.
Also a six-letter cool. word.
Jesse, stop.
Clade?
Clade? Very Who the fuck do you know named Clade?
This is a very normal name.
Oh, yeah, this is my friend Clade.
Honestly, that does a sound like a name, that would exist right
Go
now.
Go to the middle of your vowels.
Cletus?
Also too many letters.
Yeah.
Jesse. I mean, she's got the damn hangman right there.
Is it an I?
No.
No.
Clint!
It's not an I. Lynn's giving you bad advice.
Oh, fuck.
You're spelling it wrong,
You're spelling it wrong, Lindsay.
Well, I spell everything wrong.
I owe them.
Then maybe asking her about spelling is a bad idea.
Cool.
No, it's
not. Now they're just effing with you.
That's not Claude.
I mean, I'm not.
Is it an O?
No.
Wow. Fucking.
All right. Lindsay was wrong. Shannon was fucking with you.
I'm going to give her the next letter, and that's it. If she can't get it off the next letter, I'm done. The show's over. Podzilla's shut down. The next letter is Y.
Is it Clyde?
Okay. It's Clyde.
There you go. Hey.
Clyde the
Look,
ghost.
I almost the same had that with sound.
Clade. Clade!
Just one letter different.
It doesn't matter.
I've been hung. Dead. Okay. Fucking Christ. Killed Mandy. In Pac-Man Hangman. Fucks.
Yeah, no, we fucking gave you, like, we had to start drawing hats and tennis shoes on that hangman.
All right, I'll give him a goddamn top hat.
Thank
and
God.
An eye patch over his X eyes with all the fingers.
Thank God it's getting colder and he dressed in layers.
This bullshit. I'll give him pants. Fuck off. That's all he gets.
Oh, well, that was a good way to waste 10 minutes.
Boy, was it. We lost so many listeners through that.
Some people are enraged right now.
Yeah, somebody threw their phone. We're going to get a letter about how we have to replace a
this
phone.
This is not my fault.
I'm forwarding that invoice to
this
Mandy.
This is not Halloween themed. And
they're ghosts.
On the spot. That's not the same. They're not.
In stereo sound.
Well, I do have something Halloween themed for us to do tonight. So our idea, my idea, and I wanted to do it last year, but I couldn't find one that I liked. And this year I still didn't, but I found something that might or might not be good. We'll find out together.
Yay.
We're going to do a choose your own adventure.
I loved those books.
I will be reading off. I will be narrating. And you guys will be deciding what we do.
Okay.
And
so
do you want to do this as in each of you takes a turn or each of you gets your own story? How do you want to do it?
I figured you'd do the take turns, but depending on how quickly we get ourselves killed.
Well, there's multiple stories. Before we do that, though, we do want to add on to last week's list of stuff you need to watch for Halloween, because we left off a couple of things. They're not movies, and a lot of them are short, but you absolutely should be watching them this Halloween. First off, of course, is the all-time classic, David Pumpkins, The Haunted Elevator from Saturday Night Live. If you're
God,
not watching
so
it,
good.
Literally, Jesse,
Shannon
I'm not,
is making us watch it every single
every
day.
Day.
Every day
we watch David
day.
Pumpkins.
That's a good, that's
David
a good
Pumpkins.
Use of your time.
Yes. If you have Hulu, or if you don't have Hulu, because you can find them on YouTube, they have Huluween, and they have a series of 5-minute shorts that are really, really good, most of them.
Yes.
I originally
At
watched,
least three of them are great.
Right.
I
watched
The Hug.
Yeah, The Hug was the first one that I saw. It's Imagine Chuck E. Cheese in Hell. And it was...
So Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. Showbiz. It was really good. And then I found out that they had a bunch of other ones. There's one called The Gillymuck. There's our personal...
There are seven total, I think.
Yeah. And I think Jesse and I are on the same page with it. We both really liked The Rizzle.
I really
liked
The Rizzle.
The Rizzle
was really good.
Which, by the way, scared the shit out of Mandy.
No,
yeah, it did.
No.
I was right here.
I'll bring Justin's ass over here, and he'll talk about how you jumped in backwards on him.
No, I was protecting him.
You're protecting him. Okay.
From the YouTube video that was about to eat him.
Yes.
The one that at some point at night, he's going to play that while you're asleep.
Hell no, he won't.
Yes, he will.
Just the tune from it.
Because I know Justin.
Oh, fuck. No, he won't. He's not mean to me.
The Urn and The Hug are really good. There's also there's a bunch. Go check them out. So make sure you guys go watch that stuff. Also, Trick or Treating on SNL with John Hamm.
It's another really good holiday classic.
Vincent with
and
John Hamm.
You forgot your what? No, John Hamm is not in Vincent.
The Lonesome Ghost from Disney.
Well, that's one I like, but you're forgetting the other one that inspired you to do this. The Thriller video.
Oh, yeah. The Thriller video. Michael Jackson.
Oh.
Yeah. Good, good stuff. Makeup. I think it's the same guy that did makeup for American Werewolf in London. Directed by the same guy, John Landis. Very good. Very good stuff. All right. So without further ado. So I found this thing called Zombola Cost.
Zombola Cost.
There is a, it's textadventures.co.uk, and they have a bunch of choose your own adventure horror things. And I just, I picked the best one. This is voted the best one by the community. It's about playing video games for 2 weeks straight, and then when you go outside, it's the zombie apocalypse.
That's why you shouldn't play video games for 2 weeks straight.
I feel like this is something that we can all relate to. You know?
That's why you shouldn't play video games for 2 weeks straight.
Because the zombie apocalypse.
The zombie apocalypse will leave you alone. Well,
so, true story. This happened to me last night. And I'm not making this up, but but I may have been shut up, Mandy. Let me tell my story.
No, you put me on the spot and made me look bad.
No, I'm endeared you to the audience. That's why you're everybody's favorite.
No, I'm not.
That and the workout videos. Anyway.
I wish I could draw.
So, does that just say hairy?
That says fairy.
Fairy, okay. Sorry. So, last night... I went to bed at like 2:30 in the morning. I don't know how long I slept for.
But I'm assuming not much.
Probably not, because somewhere in the middle of the night, like it wasn't long after, I just hear this knocking coming from inside. It sounded like it was inside my room.
Awesome.
Yeah. Now it was probably the next door neighbor knocking on their wall for some reason. I don't know why they would be doing that at like 3 a.m, but it was super loud. It was so loud and it woke me up that my heart was racing. I had to go to the bathroom and calm myself down because I was so freaked out. Then this morning... when I was alone, I looked over at the door, and when I looked at it and looked back, I swear I saw a woman standing there in a dress, and she didn't look right. When I looked back, she was gone. Now, I was probably half asleep, but all I'm saying is that just because you know, you don't think it's real doesn't mean it's not.
It's creepy.
It is creepy. So I'm hoping that we're going to get some ghost activity soon. Let's play Zombola Cost.
Speaking of ghost activity, though, did you see my poll?
No,
I did not, because I was at work.
I forgot to vote on the other one before that.
Oh, yeah, Halloween one.
Do tell me about your poll.
Yeah, by a lot.
Fuck you guys.
I was gonna vote for Christmas.
I voted for Christmas.
I wanted to, but I forgot.
Someone please tell me about this poll.
It was, do you believe in ghosts?
Okay.
And
is it still going?
Yes.
I know how Jesse voted.
Jesse actually hasn't voted yet.
Oh, but I know how I know how you feel.
Yes, that is
correct. You do not believe in ghosts.
That is correct.
I'm a skeptic, but I'd like to. I want to believe. We have a show.
I believe there's ghosts.
You do. Manny, what about you? You believe in ghosts?
I like to think that yes.
Do you? Because do you ever thought, like, there are ghosts watching you all the time?
Yeah.
Everything you do. Yeah. Every sinful thing that you do.
Yeah. At least it's enjoyable.
For the ghosts?
For the ghosts or for you?
The ghosts? Answer is yes.
A fucking voyeur? It's always in public if you think they're ghosts. All right, Mandy, we're going to start off with you.
Okay.
Here's the scene. You feel as though a great weight... No, I'm not going to do that. You feel as though a great weight has been lifted off your shoulders as the credits to Murder Proof, which is a terrible sounding
movie.
Murder
Proof!
Roll also on your small TV screen. Also, why would you have a small... This is a terrible story. Ever since the game came out 2 weeks ago, you've isolated yourself in your small basement apartment and devoted every waking hour to beating what most critics are calling the most challenging and violent game of all time.
Ooh.
Okay.
You realize it's been 2 weeks since you've seen sunlight as you dig through empty bags of potato chips.
Ooh, are they baked Lay's and Doritos?
Use your imagination.
Sweet.
It's time to go out and get some food. Like a mole leaving the warmth and security of an underground lair, you exit the cluttered room and wander through the empty hallway of the apartment building. You see splashes of red on the walls of the hallway. You think, what idiot spilled red paint? Because you're a moron. You push the doors open and wander out into the eerily desolate streets. Something doesn't feel right, but maybe it's just your diet soda, chips, and salsa finally kicking in.
I don't drink diet soda.
Use your imagination. The grocery store is just around the corner. You see two figures in the middle of the road, one crouched over the other. You're partially blinded by the unfamiliar light of the sun, but it looks like the men are covered in blood. Do you help them out or go the other way? Think it over.
Okay.
Put yourself in that position.
Well, if I can't see, I'm probably going to go the other way.
You're going to go the other way? Mm-hmm. All right, Jesse, this is going to set you up.
All right.
The hyperlink isn't working.
Well, tell Link to get unhyper and work.
Fuck.
Well, that story ended quick. Hold on, I'm working on it.
Technical difficulties.
I think
so. Are we all playing the same character?
Yes.
Okay. I was hoping we were different characters in one story.
No, it's
that would be a really complicated choose your own adventure.
So here's the. I'll set it up for you. Pretend you're Bob.
Okay.
You're all Bob.
Okay.
Got it.
That's the character you're playing as. Also, just, I think the internet went
down. We are all Robert.
Oh, there we go. And then I just hit a wrong button.
Good old palindrome.
Yes.
Throw out a classic Bob nickname.
Yeah, well, keep throwing them out because the internet's being super fucking
I don't know if he has any other. There's Whiskey.
Fuck. Whiskey Jack.
Ooh.
Yes.
I would,
and now they're in football
yep,
land.
Yep, nope, forgot fantasy was going on, and I need a running back, and I don't know which one.
It's fine, because this is...
Well, we gotta, yeah, we're stalling anyways.
Yeah, I'd probably go with Jones.
Okay. All right, Jesse.
Yeah.
You turn to leave. You're no doctor, after all. As you're rounding the corner, the crouching man spins around and spots you, his eyes green, his mouth dripping with blood. There's a large X shaped on his face. He hisses and leaves the motionless man in the street to pursue you. Do you run or fight?
Fight.
Fight?
Good.
All right.
Yeah, I'm Bob. I ain't got nothing to lose.
You pick up a nearby bottle from the side of the road and brandish it as the lunatic charges towards you. I'm warning you, don't take another step, you shout. The crazed man.
I don't think Bob would say that.
Yeah.
I've completely lost my immersion.
All right, let me do it again.
Perfect.
The crazed man leaps at you. He takes the glass bottle to the face, shattering it across the street. The man is only dazed for a brief moment, though, but he regains himself and lunges for your jugular, chomping down on your neck and ripping it open. You crumble to the ground and feel the warmth of your blood contrasting with the coldness of death. You are dead.
Wow, we died pretty quick.
Damn.
What do you get for leaving the house with no weapons?
Should have ran away. I tried to.
I was in character.
All right, Lindsay, we're going to try it again.
Can't metagame.
Okay.
We're going to pick up where Jesse died.
Okay.
So we're going to run instead.
Are we a zombie now? Oh.
No, that's a different story.
He died. We're backtracking.
All right, Lindsay. You sprint away from the crazed man in panic, crying for help. You regret not getting that gym membership a month back. That's true. That's something you actually were going to do and didn't do. As exhaustion immediately kicks in. Up ahead, you see the door to Marvin's Comic. Nah, let's change that. You see the door to Cape Comics is slightly ajar. Cape Comics on Broadway, owned by Ken Murphy. Visit it today. The madman is gaining on you. Do you take refuge in the comic store or keep running? You might be able to find some good Robotech comics in there, too.
Why are you feeding to my bias?
And again, I thought she was supposed to be Bob.
You're Bob.
Yeah.
Bob didn't give a shit about Robotech.
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's pretend all three of you together and you just take turns making decisions.
Okay.
You're now you. So be you.
I'm probably tired, so yeah, I'm going to go hide for a little bit.
Well, I didn't.
What's that, Mandy?
Mandy's about to split the party.
Yeah, I'm probably going to leave. I'll probably wander off somewhere.
There's no option for that, so I'm going to ask you not to.
What are my options?
Right now, it's to wait for the website to load. There it is. You throw yourself through the door and quickly shut it behind
no
you.
No options.
Flipping the lock. The bloody-faced man smashes up against the glass and bounces Ooh. Backwards, forming a large spiderweb crack. Mandy, do you barricade the door with a bookshelf, or do you run out the back?
I run out the back.
Mm-hmm.
Get your ass out of there, girl.
Jesse, with no time to lose, you three make a break for the back exit. The door is heavy and turns slowly on its old hinges as a woman with green eyes emerges from the other room. The madman smashes through the glass door, and both crazies are coming at you guys. Finally, the door swings open, and you slip out into the back alley. You slam the door shut mere seconds before your pursuers crash up against it. And now I have to click.
Hey, we lived, guys.
Hey, cool.
You guys
so
won.
So are we all just three together?
Yes, that's how okay. I'm playing it. You finally have a minute to catch your breath as you briskly jog through back alleys looking for normal people. What's going on? Normal. I stay in my room for 2 weeks, and the world goes to hell, one of you thinks.
Probably
Jesse. The three of us were playing the video game together.
Yeah, it was a three-player game.
Yeah.
Lindsay was also playing for some reason.
It was actually Rampage.
Lindsay was sitting in the room with you, but she was drawing.
Yes.
She was playing Dress Up Nikki or whatever.
Yes.
Okay.
And Mandy and I were playing Overwatch. Trying to get enough credits for Halloween skins.
For the Halloween loot boxes.
Yes.
You wonder about the fate
All
of
this
the...
is now making sense. We're good.
You're getting into it. You wonder about the fate of the people you know, the rest of Podzilla 1985. But it's not a long reflection because you've always been sort of a loner. I think that's to Jesse specifically. Not much family and a lot of friends. Okay, maybe it's me. I'm not there. There are really only a few people that you care about in this world.
Jesse, I really do feel like this is you.
Jesse, do you want to find your best buddy? It says Asa. Woodrow. Let's say Asa. Or look for your ex-girl.
Tiffany.
Do you want to find Asa or look for... Let's pretend you had a girlfriend named Zoe. Or look for your ex-girlfriend Zoe. From Zoe 101. Jamie Lynn Spears. Okay. That was your ex-girlfriend.
Jamie Lynn Spears. Mm. I guess I'm going to look for Asa.
A.K.A. Woodrow. That's his nickname.
True.
You guys call him Woodrow.
Okay. We'll call him Woody for short.
Yeah.
Dalton gets no end of fun with that.
Can what?
Can I be Buzz?
You want to be Buzz?
Because Woody and Buzz.
Is that from like a movie?
Toy Story, you mother... You're fucking... I quit.
We're stalling.
I get out my chainsaw and find Shannon to slay him because I Shannon's know he's already dead. A zombie.
Shannon was the first one to die.
Shannon started the apocalypse.
You guys stepped outside.
Shannon was patient zero.
You guys walked in my room and were like, oh, there's Shannon. He's already, the zombie got him. And then someone else was like, no, he did that himself.
That's a lot of mutilation for one man.
Lindsay, you give Asa a call, but there's no answer.
Okay.
The walk to his house isn't very far. You're careful to avoid other green-eyed freaks as you dart between bushes and houses in Asa's suburban neighborhood.
Can I do it like Kronk? Be like, dun, dun, dun.
You can't. Many houses are boarded up and have been tagged by graffiti because apparently Asa lives
in a ghetto.
Asa lives on Sprigg Street now. For some reason. When you reach Asa's house, it seems like a mere shell of the home where you spent so many childhood afternoons. Remember when you and Asa grew up together?
Sure.
You hear a commotion going on inside and peer through a shattered window. There's a man and a woman standing over a beaten and bloodied man. The beaten man has the same messy brown hair as Asa.
No! I was going to say, is it Dalton?
Food, medicine, and guns, yells the woman as she delivers a strong kick to Asa. Where's the food, medicine, and guns? Tell us or we'll throw you to the rotters and you'll get the green eyes too. Which is what I have, so I don't know. That's kind of offensive. Rotters, she must mean those green-eyed freaks, you think. Do you charge in and save Asa? Or sneak in and surprise Asa's attackers?
It depends how angry
charge!
Am I.
That's up to you. How angry
this
are
is
you?
Choosing your own adventure.
This is choose your own adventure.
I'm charging.
I'm going to sneak.
We can't split the party.
Yeah, I can distract and she can sneak around. And
we're not actually three people, so...
What we just
we have split personality.
We just said that she was drawing and we were playing Overwatch. That means there was three of us.
Yes, split personality disorder is a crazy thing.
But you have to agree and
fine. We make eye contact with Asa and we go sneak.
The agreement that you guys made before you left the apartment was okay, guys. Every time we come to a decision, we'll take turns on making that decision.
We will not put it up to a vote.
This game.
This game is slow because it won't load the page, and I need to know what happens to the group.
I feel like you should have printed this stuff out beforehand.
You want me to print out a choose your own adventure and then just start looking through pages?
Classic style.
Yeah.
God. Act like in the 90s. To be fair, I wanted to get a book and do this, like actually one of those books, but I couldn't find one online for free, and I wasn't going to pay for it.
I have two of the Goosebump ones somewhere.
You should have told us that. We would have played that. Goosebumps is way better. And I don't have to wait for a book to load.
Yeah. But they were really... Well, one was cool. It was like a camp and werewolves. But the other one was like peanut butter and jelly and dye or something like peanut that. It was weird.
Peanut butter and jelly and dye.
It was something like you ate some weird jelly and either like made you grow or shrink or something. Hungry. It was weird.
Same.
I'm tired of the internet dropping.
Agreed.
Now we have to stall again. So the people are listening and they're like, but what happened?
Sorry. We're very unprofessional today.
This is definitely a train wreck.
It's the internet that's caused it. It's not our fault.
I thought it was such a good idea too. I was actually kind of excited about it because I'm like, oh, we've never done something. It's something different that we've never done before.
Yeah,
and then it comes crashing down. All right, let's just make it up as we go.
I'm going to blame Spectrum.
That's fair.
I'm just gonna make it up.
All
right.
I'm not doing anything with them, clearly.
Mandy.
Yes.
The three of you break in.
No, we snuck in.
You snuck
in.
No, Lindsay snuck in while you distracted them.
Oh, I'm allowed to be a person.
Yes.
Now
I'm creating it. So now it is a three-person party. It's
that
basically
is on audio. So in like 10 minutes, if you're like, fuckers, you only have to make.
It's basically D&D at this point. Okay. So Lindsay, you distract. Lindsay sneaks in.
Okay.
But now you see the person that attacked Asa. It's Dalton and Sadie.
Okay.
Oh.
I'll kill them.
They attacked Asa because...
So I can kick Dalton in the back of the head.
No, I save Asa.
You're going to choose to save Asa?
Yes.
Okay, roll the dice. Oh, shit. We don't have dice.
That's a marker, not a die.
I know, I was going to... Hey, I
win. Give the sound of it.
Hold on, I got you. Virtualdice.com.
What are you going to have as the results of the dice?
If it's three and above on a six die, then you succeed. If it's two, you fail, and if it's one, you fail horribly.
I want to click it.
All right, I don't know what's gonna happen. All right, here we go. She got
I
a
save
two.
Him.
You got a two, which means you failed, but yeah. You don't fail horribly.
I can't lose to Dalton. Come on now.
So no. You mouth off to Dalton and you tell him, "Hey, get away from Asa." And while you're doing that, Sadie sneaks around and grabs you from behind. So she's got you held.
Okay.
Lindsay's sneaking in to try to help Asa. Jesse, you're watching all this from the door. What are you doing?
He's like, is the door unlocked?
The door is unlocked.
Well, then I'm going to open the door.
Okay.
Can he open the door?
Let's roll it and find out.
Oh, sheesh.
Jesse rolls. He gets a 5. So, yes, you
open. Jesse is capable of opening a door.
Not only did Jesse open the door, he kicked the door in, swung it open, which distracted Dalton. Dalton dropped his dildo that he was using to threaten Asa because that's all he had. It's like a giant dildo bat.
Oh, so
why
it's like the Saints
Row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The penetrator?
Yeah,
that was
the penetrator.
Yeah.
So Dalton squeaks out, "Oh, God, please don't," because he's terrified of you. Meanwhile,
right,
Lindsay,
checking out so far.
Lindsay, you snuck in, and at this point, you're behind Dalton and everybody, and you can do pretty much anything because they don't know you're there. What do you do?
I want to hurt somebody personally.
All right. Well, you're looking around in the apartment, and you see a replica dagger from God of War.
I'm not going to stab Dalton.
You said you want to hurt somebody.
Like, I want to just smack him upside the back of the head really, really hard.
Well, grab the blade and then hit him in the back of the head with the handle.
Okay.
But then she's holding onto the fucking blade.
No,
you hold the hilt. You just go the other way.
Oh, yeah. All right, okay. Let's roll the dice and see what happens.
I fail and cut my hand
if
off.
If we lose to Dalton in this, I will not speak to you.
You got a 3. So, you hit Dalton in the back of the head.
But it doesn't do much.
He didn't say that yet.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Let's make it interesting. You hit Dalton in the back of the head, startling him. He falls face forward, hits his face against the end of a table, cracking his head wide open and killing him.
Awesome.
You
Sorry,
murdered
Dalton.
Goddamn.
That's what he gets for conversations last week.
So because of that, Sadie flips out and lets me go, right?
Sadie lets you go and she runs over to Dalton screaming and crying, "Where's your PS4? If you're not going to make it, at least let me get it.
She has her own. Like,
that's true.
She has the Spider-Man.
No,
one.
It's the Switch. She wants the Switch.
There
is what
you
it is.
Go.
All right, so Mandy, you have an opportunity.
Okay.
To Ace is on the floor bleeding. He's hurt. Dalton's dead at this point. Half his face is knocked off. You can see the skeleton from and the meat on his face is kind of pulled off and his eyes hanging out.
That's Dalton?
All because Lindsay did what she did.
Okay, well, clearly I'm not going to him because that's disgusting.
Okay.
I'm going to go heal Asa.
You're going to heal Asa?
Yes.
Okay. Are you going to use a potion?
Yes. I have a max potion from the Poker Stop back a while.
All right, let's roll the dice, see what happens. You got a 2. You meant to pour it in Asa's mouth. You accidentally poured it in his eyes.
Now Asa is blind.
Instead of healing Asa, he is now blinded. You scream out, "Oh, fuck, I'm sorry, I'm a woman." And
shouldn't have rolled low, I guess.
Asa nods in agreement and goes, "I realize that. You're forgiven."
God damn.
Now, Jesse, while all this is happening, you're hearing the zombies outside. All the noise you guys have made has drawn them to you. Sadie is still crying on the ground because she doesn't know where the Switch is. Lindsay's freaking out because she just murdered Dalton.
We feed Sadie to the zombies.
How come you're already dead and don't have to deal with this?
I'm watching
That's some bullshit.
I'm a ghost watching from above. I was the first one to die again by my own hand. Jesse, what are you going to do?
Man, I don't know.
He's going to jet and leave us to our own mess.
I'm going to try and throw Dalton out to the zombies in hopes that they stall them.
All right, let's roll it. I like that plan. It's a one.
Oh, no. One's good now.
They don't know. At this point, Dalton comes back up as a zombie as you're holding on to him.
Yeah, you go to throw Dalton out of the – Lindsay's right. You go to throw Dalton out the window, and then he turns and looks at you and bites at you, barely missing your neck.
Oh.
And now you're holding him back while the other zombies are trying to make their way in. Lindsay, you got to do something quick. Jesse's going to get his head bitten off by Zomba Dalton that you created.
Zomba Dalton.
That you made.
Now I take the other end of the knife and shove it through his head.
Okay, let's see what you get. You got a 4. You succeed. You stab Dalton right in the middle of his head, killing him again.
Double tap.
You've now killed Dalton twice and kick him outside where the zombies grab him, start tapping his head for the brains, and then immediately put him down and keep coming towards you guys.
Well, that's because he's already dead.
That's because he doesn't have any brains.
They want fresh brains.
They want big brains. Which leads them to Mandy, because they know from her photography page that she's really good at what she does. So they want to eat her brains.
Am I, like, crying over Acer right now, or what am I doing?
You're freaked out because you just blinded him with your potion that you thought was a good idea?
Turns out the potion was just vodka.
Yeah, the
potion
was just... Whatever gets you through the day. I mean, I don't understand why that would have been bad.
So you help Acer to his feet. Dalton's dead. Sadie is now on the floor playing Lego Marvel on the Switch. She's gone insane at this point. What do you guys do? There is a back door you could possibly get through to this apartment. Or you could try to go out the front where all the zombies are coming.
I steal the Switch and throw it to the zombies so Sadie sends herself to the zombies as a distraction.
Let's find out if that works.
You could have just left her there playing the Switch and we could have gotten away.
You kick Sadie in the butt, putting her out with the zombies, who immediately grab her and start tearing her limb from limb. They grab her, they put their fingers in her mouth and literally pull her cheek back.
Ew.
And rip half her face off.
This went full gore.
Yeah.
Well, I take the Switch and run.
Meanwhile,
with Asa.
Two zombies.
To give to Asa. Oh, he's blind. He can't play. We're helping him. Never mind.
He's temporarily blinded. It's fine. It was just vodka.
While Sadie gives out a blood-curdling scream because one of the zombies like reached and stuck his fingers in her belly button and then tore her stomach open. And now they're pulling her intestines out because you've just murdered her.
I've seen this
her.
Scene before.
Why are you so gross?
It's Halloween. Why are you guys killers? Jesse's the only one
because
that's not a
killer. Because it's Halloween.
Because I didn't even.
Hormones.
My first thought was not sacrificing Sadie. It was the dead body of Dalton. Unfortunately, the zombies were not interested.
Look, she wanted to go. She wanted to be with Dalton. It's fine.
Okay, so let's recap. Dalton and Sadie are both dead. Ace is blind.
Temporarily. It's vodka.
Yeah, it's fine.
Lindsay, you
probably
have a,
fine.
Lindsay, you have a knife. The zombies are almost at the door because some of them have torn Sadie apart. Some have gone up to the front to break in to get you guys. Jesse, what are you going to do?
It's time to go out that back door that we know about because we've been here several times before.
Yes. You grew up with Asa, of course.
Right.
Your childhood memories.
So we know where the back door is. So we're going to go out that back door.
Okay. Let's see.
Into a picket fence
there's
yard.
More zombies.
It's an apartment. They ain't got picket fences.
It was a house.
He said apartment.
We started in
apartment.
An apartment.
Oh.
It's fine. There's a back door. He gets out. You guys get out. You go out back, and who pulls up but me? I'm not dead after
dead.
All. No, I tricked you all.
Okay.
Why?
I'm in a car.
Because he wants to be the hero.
I'm in our car, and I'm like, hey, guys, get in the car, and let's get away.
Why would you bring our car?
Well, would you rather me bring Allie's car?
No, because we wouldn't fit in it.
Exactly. So, Lindsay, do you get in the car or do you say we'll take our chances?
I'll get in the car.
All right. So, you guys get in the car.
Do you have snacks?
No. It's the zombie apocalypse. Why would I have snacks?
We should have raided Ace's house for snacks.
You know what?
We definitely
that was an option.
Did not have time.
But you chose not to.
Instead, well, if you want to quit being so nice... In the meantime, standing there watching us murder people, you could have been gathering snacks.
No, I was trying to not get murdered. You guys just murdered people.
Yeah, seriously, you both have blood on your hands. Literally.
That's fine.
You get in the car, and the car dies.
Yeah, because it's our car.
Of course it does.
Car dies, like, immediately. And now the zombies are right outside coming at us. Mandy, what do we do?
You hotwire the car.
Hotwire the car? Okay, let's give it a try.
I don't think the ignition was the problem.
It's fun. It's a story. Use your imagination.
I tell you guys, get out of the car. Hold off the zombies while I hotwire it. So you get outside. You're kicking zombies. You're pushing them down. You're doing whatever you can to keep them away. And as I try to hotwire the car, because the car is so terrible, it blows up, killing me for real this time. And creating a giant crater in the ground where I once was.
Did you roll a one again?
I think he just wanted to be in an explosion.
Did you at least take some zombies out with that explosion?
No, it was far enough away.
You're fucking useless.
The only thing that happens is my arm just like falls on Jesse's head.
I'm going to catch it and use it as a weapon.
I like that idea.
It's the biggest arm in PZ-85.
I like that
It'll
idea.
It'll work.
You start beating zombies back like they were bitches with my arm.
And the whole time, like, I'm gripping your arm like in the handshake. Like the,
yeah. like the Carl Weathers God. Thing. You flip the arm backwards so you can slap a zombie in the face. As a zombie falls down, the hand on the arm gives you a thumbs up. Because that's muscle memory.
That's right.
That's what it does. All right. Lindsay, you got to break for it. The zombies are down. You have a second. Do you want to make a run?
Yeah.
All right. You guys run towards the alley. You're just trying to get away at this point. And, well, I don't know. I'm out of story.
Why you never finish anything?
Yeah, because I don't know a good ending. We're getting to be the end of our time. I think I've stalled long enough.
He's the Stephen King of PZ-85.
He
can't end a book. I said it.
Give us the boss fight real quick.
All right, you guys run to Schnucks. Because Schnucks has food and supplies.
And they're open 24/7.
They are, even on the zombie apocalypse.
Okay.
All right. Actually, no, where do you want to go? You've open road. Where do you run to in Cape Girardeau?
I'm going to go to Walmart and get some guns.
You rather go to Walmart than Schnucks?
Yeah, they have guns.
Okay.
But we got further to
and
go.
And probably hammers and shit.
You get to Walmart.
Schnucks has that too.
She chose have
fucking
chose
guns.
They got cutlery.
She chose Walmart. Let's try
all right,
Walmart.
All right,
you get to Walmart and realize quickly that every fucking person in the zombie apocalypse went to Walmart.
Well, never good. Go to Walmart in the zombie apocalypse.
That's more people to help defend us.
So
and
now
we're not the prime target.
For food.
Well, we're not the prime target, though.
Well, they got to get that bread and eggs.
Yeah,
so they're getting bread and eggs.
Bobby Club said it was going to be. What is his fucking rating system? No one knows. All right, you get to Walmart. There's a bunch of people there, and they're like, "Oh, did you guys get attacked by zombies too?" And you're all like,
"No."
I rest the arm over my shoulder.
Well, thanks to Lindsay's smartass remark, they decide that you guys must be evil. So now they're going to lock you up.
Okay.
In a makeshift prison. All because Lindsay decided to answer a simple question with no. Also, one of them takes a liking to Lindsay and is going to marry her.
No.
That's not your choice. You had to get smart. Now let's roll the number to see.
Hey, I've killed someone already.
Let's see who you're going to marry.
Is his name Blue?
Well, she rolled a 6, so no. She gets to marry someone really good. Turns out that... I don't know. One of those gay actors you like was in town.
Damn.
Who's the gay actor you like?
You're dumb.
As in I should know this? Or
as in you're dumb. Just move on from this dumb angle.
The look he gave.
Okay, well, gay actor decides he's going to marry you. But he's not really in love with you.
Uh-huh.
He's just doing it because he wants to convince his family he's straight.
Uh-huh.
So
Lindsay's the beard.
You're a beard to him.
Okay, whatever.
So you guys get married on the spot.
And during a zombie apocalypse.
Yes.
This
is my story.
Can't hold anything back now.
This is my story. Now, while she's getting married, they decide to put you two in an arena to fight each other to the death for their amusement.
Why?
They've also put...
Why has this turned into a bad fanfic?
They've also put... there's also zombies in there. It's like...
Before they could take us there, I'm going to start beating people with your arm.
We'll see how it goes.
I'm going to be screaming no and fucking with people.
Well, you rolled a 2.
Shit.
So they take the arm away.
Or the arm snaps.
Shannon, roll for your arm to assist.
All right, I'm rolling. Hold on. I got a 6. All of a sudden, Shannon bursts out. He's covered. He's charred, but he still has one good arm.
Regenerated.
I come in with a machine gun, and I just start blowing everybody away. Also, I'm leading the army of zombies now.
Okay, Ash.
What has happened?
The zombies swarm Walmart and kill all the people that you don't like. But everyone that you've ever cared about are still alive. And plus the people that have died that you love have come back now. And also Jesus returned.
Oh.
Also, Jesus finally came
back.
That
was the plot twist.
He was like, sorry it took so long.
But you survived, so now I'm here.
Yeah. And then we all ride off on into the sunset, happily ever after. But then the sky opens up, and then angels come out and say, no, you guys are playing God. We don't agree with that. But then Sam and Dean show up.
I was going to say, when did this turn into Supernatural?
And they're like, we got this, and you guys all fight, and then it says to be continued.
No, they can fight. I'm just going to sit back and watch.
You're married. You're married now.
But not for real.
It's a show marriage. All right. Well, that was a great adventure.
That was something.
That went so...
I don't know if we want him telling stories on medication anymore.
That went so badly.
I don't even know if anyone's going to finish stupid this internet. Show.
I mean, honestly, like that, I have to believe that that was the first time in a long time that we went legitimate train wreck, where people were like, I want to stop, but at the same time, I can't, because I need to know where this ends up.
Well, my goal with I want to believe, with, fuck, Podzilla, are you afraid
of? What do you do? I do it all.
Are you afraid of After Dark was to do different stuff. Something we've never done before, and we've definitely never done that before. And there's a reason we've never done that before. And the funny thing is that one of Jesse's ideas is that we all bring a story we write.
Not write. Just bring a story.
Oh, so you didn't want us to write the story.
No.
Oh, I thought you wanted us to write our own like short stories.
Because if we did that, because you and I would be the only ones that wrote something.
Lindsay would write something, yeah.
I didn't think Lindsay liked writing horror.
Well,
I did okay with my 2-sentence ones last year.
Yeah, but you got to write a lot of those to fill an hour.
It took me an hour to write it. I thought it'd take me an hour to read it.
Lindsay, it's 2 sentences.
So you went wrong somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm not a math magician. I can't figure out where.
Mandy would be the only one that just brings, it would just say like, no.
I wrote an entire story and then filmed it.
Was it a horror story?
No.
What was it? I'm curious about this.
No.
What?
It was a final project for school to graduate.
I did the same. What class was it?
Not one you had.
Well, no, damn. Because I went to a community college.
Yeah.
So.
I don't remember.
What big time school did you go to?
Full Sail.
Oh, wait,
which
in Florida?
Which is trying to do an esport thing.
Wait, yeah, they are.
In yes. Florida?
Yeah.
Shit, you went to the same school that they run NXT out of? That's crazy.
I mean, I went online, so I didn't.
Oh, fuck out of here.
When did you ever know for me to be in fucking Florida?
I didn't fucking know you till like 2 or 3 years ago.
Fucking I know.
Fuck.
You're too good for me.
Too good for you.
Too good to be friends with me.
What was the video? What was the movie about? If you don't mind me asking.
She minds.
She doesn't mind. She likes to promote herself.
No.
Come on, tell me.
I'll
take my hair out of the super
ponytail.
A girl
that was always like a straight A student and always on time and this and that. And been with like the same guy she was with in high school, and they just had the same routine every day. And one day she picks up this hitchhiker guy, and he was like, no, I just walk around and travel the world, do odd jobs here and there. And she thinks that's fascinating and crazy, and it like spirals her to want to go on adventure. And so she like tells her boyfriend, like, we should do shit. Let's just move. Let's sell shit and move somewhere new and experience life. And he's like, nah, I suck. And then...
So and was the main character's name Mandy?
So this is where she tweaks the story and turns the hitchhiker into a serial killer, and then you have your horror story.
Hey!
Right.
Yeah, and then he murdered them, and she got no adventure.
Was that her adventure? Was that she was murdered by a hitchhiker?
Or the twist that she murders the hitchhiker because she's gone insane from boredom.
And she takes his identity. So now she travels the roads as him, killing people wherever she goes.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend is... his head is in her bag.
Perfect.
Yeah.
She made him into a bowling ball.
She made him into a bowling ball that she uses when she goes bowling with her girlfriends.
Or a head-o-lantern.
But her girlfriends are all demons.
Sweet. That was the only part of that Hulu short that I liked, by the way.
I liked the jack-o'-lantern itself at the very end where it pulls the knife out.
That was cool.
That was kind of cool. But yeah, the whole part in the beginning with the kids stabbing.
That was really annoying.
Oh my God. That one.
Everything about it up to the point where the dumbass dad got his.
Agreed. If you want to see a good Killer Pumpkin story, well, hopefully,
say, hold on.
Hopefully someone will write one someday.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a
trick
segment.
Or Treat's not bad, and you could
I
almost
really like
call
Trick
that.
Or Treat.
But there wasn't really a Killer
Trick
Pumpkin.
That's
Trick or Treat.
It's true.
Have you ever seen Tales of Halloween?
Yes. There was a pumpkin in that one. That
trick
was also
treat.
Pretty bad.
I like the little alien. Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat.
Yeah, no, I also liked the little alien.
God damn, I love that story. Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat. Mandy. Mandy. Trick or tweet.
Yeah, Tales of Halloween was actually pretty good.
I really liked that.
Yeah, there were a couple of the shorts in it that were pretty bad, but overall I enjoyed it.
The only one that I thought was like really bad, well, I can't think of any that were really bad. The only one I didn't really care for.
I didn't care for the Hansel and Gretel couple.
That one was weird as shit.
That one was weird. That was probably my least favorite one.
I didn't particularly like the, pass. No, wait. I'm trying to remember the one that, I can't even remember. Like, details are slipping away from me as I'm trying to think of it.
All right, so there was...
So move on, I'll come back to
there
it.
There was the candy at the beginning.
Yeah, I actually liked that one a lot.
And then there was...
The little kid in the demon suit.
I love the little kid in the demon suit one.
Little kid in the demon suit was pretty funny.
Yeah.
It was funny, but... Because it, you know, the plot twist-ish.
At the end?
Yeah.
But the guy that played the devil, I forget his name, but I love him so much. And he's so funny as the devil. What about the one with the little kids and the party where they just start stabbing adults?
That one's kind of
disturbing. That one was really good. That one was super creepy. Just cool. No, I can't remember which one it was. Maybe I'm just thinking of the Hansel and Gretel one. I also didn't really like the one with the little kid that was actually the little gremlin.
Oh, where they kidnapped the kid and the only thing I really liked about
that. No, keep them. We don't want them.
That one went way too long, I think.
I liked about that one was that John Landis played the dad that they call, and he's like, "You guys can have him. We've been held hostage for years." And isn't the main character in that? Isn't he from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Which
the main robber? I don't know why I'm thinking he was the guy from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He was the main good guy that turned into a bad guy. I forget his name.
It was not that guy.
Was that not him?
No.
Are you sure?
Because I just watched it like last week, I think, and I
would have Shield or Tales of Halloween.
Tales of Halloween, okay. And I definitely would have recognized that guy because I hate that guy.
I'm gonna look it up because if it is, I'm never.
Ward is the name of the character.
Yeah, Ward. Grant Ward.
Yep.
Fuck, I'm never gonna find this guy. Barry Boswick was the name of the guy in Tales of Halloween, by the way. What about the one of the two guys that have their own Halloween designs and they end up fighting over it?
That one was also pretty dumb. I thought that was funny.
I don't remember that one.
That was the one where like the one guy has the classic setup where it's really like kiddie stuff and the other guy has the extreme Halloween stuff with like half decomposing bodies in his yard.
I guess I wasn't paying attention to that.
You never pay attention to anything.
I sometimes pay attention.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Like that one just didn't really do anything for me.
The more that I look at the guy from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the more I realize he is not the guy from Tales of Halloween at all.
He is it's a handsome man. I just hate that character so much.
Well, good news.
Yeah.
Well, spoiler. All right, we're going to get out of here. We're going to get out of here because we got to go to Best Buy and pick up Call of Duty. Maybe.
You're dropping me off at home first because I got to do laundry.
That's fine. Oh, actually, you could just take the car probably. I could ride with Jen. I don't know.
Plus dinner.
That's fine because I plan on going there just to see.
All right, I'll ride with Jesse. You want to stop by Walmart and like pick up burger stuff maybe?
That's fine.
All right. Mandy, how'd you feel about tonight with all the attention you got?
I tried.
You tried and failed.
It is my birthday week, so.
It is your happy belated birthday, by the way.
Thanks.
Is that a new jacket or hoodie?
I've had it for like a month or so.
Oh, it looks nice. Can you now put the rumors to rest? A lot of people are saying that you made Justin Smart dress up like Diva at the last show.
I definitely didn't.
You didn't?
I offered him my pants one day when he was at my house. And I said, because he was talking about getting wrestling tights, and I said, here, put these Diva ones on. And then he liked them.
Wait, so those are actually your pants?
Yeah. And then I bought this hoodie, and he kept saying, because I always steal his clothes, like, get it bigger, so I steal it. I said, no, you can fucking fit in this. It's big. And then he did.
Wait, hold on.
That was my entire outfit.
Go back to this. So he was actually wearing your clothes?
Yeah.
I thought he ordered Diva pants specially for wrestling. I didn't know he was just wearing yours. No wonder he had the giant fucking bulge in the front, which if you watch the video, that'll go up on YouTube at some point. You can see him rubbing it.
I think it looks fine.
No one said it wasn't fine. I'm just saying it was. It's a little disturbing that he wore your clothes.
This is on giant.
So I didn't force him to do anything. He looked very happy in it.
He looked great. He looked good. Just moose knuckles on the front.
Who's Knuckles? Plural.
Do we need to get his like verbal consent that he did it himself?
What's that?
Do you need his verbal consent that he did it himself?
No, I believe it. I believe it because he looked cool. It's just, again, thought
he looked like a douchebag.
He did. Kind of the point. All right, we get out of here. You guys have a great weekend. We're back on Sunday with Nerd Up. Assuming we're not playing Call of Duty?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, we're going to be there. Like.
Yeah. All right. Morning All show, right. evening show?
I don't know.
After tonight, it may not be a show ever again.
Right.
You guys have a good night. Happy Halloween. Early.